Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte, and you're with Stan, Roe, and Raf on the SGP podcast. Woo!
Are you ready? You're listening to the SGP podcast.
You're listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling and most legit podcast in the world.
This is the Smart Gilas Filipinas podcast. No Stan C today because he's in Spain.
Spain.
I am jealous. I mean, like, I am fucking jealous of this guy.
It's not random, Spain.
No, it's not. Around this time of year, during Holy Week.
Yeah, but you don't expect him to go to Spain.
Yeah, but it's his family planning this trip for him. So I can understand that, knowing his parents. Okay. But at the end of the day, I'm just like, God damn it, I wish I was in Barcelona
at
this time.
Yeah, I too wish I was in a cold weather place right now.
Tirang cold weather. Masarap na pagkain.
All right. So again, no Stan this week. So it's just, your boys are gonna have fun again.
We always do. We're already drinking on this podcast.
Not as much as, you know,
but we're drinking on the podcast.
Yeah, we're drinking once again on the podcast. I have a can of Strong Zero, thanks to Camus.
Limon special find.
It says grapefruit though.
What is grapefruit?
It's grapefruit.
Oh, it's the grapefruit one. Okay.
Yeah, Strong Zero. Word to Tony Storm. Today, this week's episode of the podcast. Last week we had Chino Leal reviewing Path of Gold.
This week
we have the Kahay Bros, Marky
and
Kendrick.
Tag team.
Yeah.
And if they're not,
low key favorite tag team.
If they're not at the end of the show, I don't know what's wrong with you.
You probably say that the Yolo Twins or Zayden and Bolt are your favorite tag teams, but we know for real.
Or, you know, DDT, ECX.
Yeah, whatever, guys.
Some people.
Yeah, but I mean, low key favorite tag team, you see, Marky and Kendrick.
One of them.
Anyway,
before we
get to that interview, though, I'm sure we can't not talk about the biggest news
in
the wrestling world this week.
Not just this week, this year.
No, I won't say that yet. Because, you know, things can happen, like he can win the championship again.
Or this is the thing that we didn't see.
Can win the championship again. Yeah,
this is the one thing we didn't see coming.
Daniel Bryan is back, medically cleared as of January, and, you know, publicly known as of this week's episode of SmackDown.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's something. I don't know, I guess there was a small chance. No, it wasn't a name.
It was always like, there was always that little bit of hope.
No. I would say hindi siya ane. Hindi siya impossible.
Within the realm.
No, within his lifetime, it's not impossible for him to get back. He can leave the WWE and wrestle. I was expecting that for sure.
And we did talk about that.
Yeah, I was expecting that. Nah, he would be able to wrestle outside of the WWE. But within his career in the WWE, while he's still under contract, he is clear to wrestle again. That is something hard. I know, that's hard, something hard to predict.
Man, that's not even something hard to predict. That's like Vegas odds levels of, I did not expect that.
Sure.
And if you were betting on it, congrats to you. But we're probably, in all likelihood, getting Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens versus Daniel Bryan versus Shane McMahon at Mania. Mm. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
But it's not such a bad idea.
Because it's the only story to make sense right now.
Yeah. And they've been building it for what? For 9 months almost at this point. Now, I could see it happening and I'd be okay with it.
Mm. Yeah, and after that, obviously, he's not going to be a GM anymore.
He's not.
So he's returning to active competition. So that means
they're going to need a new Raw GM.
Yeah, no, Camus. It means that he could throw down. We have dream matches available to
God.
Us. Imagine Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles.
Which has happened.
Yeah, but not in WWE. Not in SmackDown. Daniel Bryan versus Shinsuke Nakamura, which has also happened. But not in WWE, not in SmackDown.
Yep.
What else? I don't know, Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. Daniel Bryan versus Miz 2 or 3.
Yeah, I would like that again.
Daniel Bryan versus John Cena 2.
You know what I want to see though? I want to see Daniel Bryan lend his talents to 205 Live. I would want that just because he fits. He fits with what they've always tried to do, and for him to wrestle a safer style would benefit 205 Live.
Mm-hmm.
But lend his star power to 205.
I don't think so.
But the matchups because there are so intriguing.
Oh, DJ, yeah, for sure. No, like, why would you bring him down when you can bring the other guys up?
Yeah, bring the other guys up also if you want.
Mm. Or bring him down to NXT, right?
Oh, God.
Diba?
Oh, the NXT matchup.
Oh, no, right, exactly.
Ooh, KOR.
Yeah.
Kyle O'Reilly.
Daniel Bryan versus Aleister Black. Daniel Bryan versus Andrade Cien Almas. So many possibilities.
Gargano.
Gargano. Ciampa.
Ciampa.
Everything is in play. Roddy Strong. Everything is in play.
Well, Tyler
Bate. Pete Dunne. The young guys. So many things are open because of this.
Daniel Bryan Ricochet.
Oh yeah, diba?
Shit.
And to think they were keeping him away from active competition, just because I don't know, they were worried about a long term PR disaster. But all they had to do was clear him, and now you have license to print money.
Well, the thing is, there were reports that he is like in of all the athletes that have been tested for head injuries, he is by far one in contention for being the most tested athlete in the history of athleticism.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure that he was okay, and he was okay, and he is okay.
But the thing is, for him to go through all of these steps, yes, the announcement was cool, but then when you see the paperwork that goes behind it, now even as early as his guesting on the ENC podcast, he kept saying, "I've been checked." And there's a litany of doctors and specialists that have seen him.
You know what? I think beyond the whole Bryan situation, I think it sets a precedent now within not just WWE but any sporting wrestling company out there, even sports out there, especially American football, the NFL.
Yes.
It sets a precedent now. Okay, if you can go to all these experts and get cleared, your career isn't over.
Yes.
Diba?
But, you know, at the end of the day...
Sometimes you're going to be unlucky, but...
No one wants to sign you.
Yeah. Sometimes you're going to be unlucky, but, you know, if you can... Now, it's Bryan has made it possible. If you can get through all of these experts, these concussion experts, and get their green light, you have a second shot.
Yes. Right. And that's the thing here. Now, Daniel Bryan's round two is more intriguing than anyone's round two. Like, even Shawn Michaels'
round two.
Shawn Michaels' round two was great and amazing.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels is old by that time.
Older.
No, older than Bryan is now.
Yes. That's what I was going to say.
I think, or someone has to fact check that.
A little bit. I think Lance
has to fact check that.
A little bit older. But the thing is, Daniel Bryan is at the point that if he has 3 years in the WWE to do everything and anything that he wants to do, I'll be fine with it.
Sayang lang though that they pretty much did it just so they could stop him from going elsewhere.
From going all in?
Yeah, from going all in, going to New Japan.
Going to ROH.
Diba? But it's all the same though, it's still a win for the whole wrestling fandom.
For wrestling as a whole,
Because of the pieces that WWE has acquired over the years.
Yeah, na parang now you are in position to pull the shit that they wanted to do 2 years ago when he was coming out of it. Diba? So that's what makes me optimistic that when he was on his way out because of the concussions, he was still IC title holder. And I'm okay with him transitioning into that and then building his way towards, like, you don't have to hot shot.
I think he's gonna take on the AJ Styles role, that he's gonna help build SmackDown as like a house.
Oof.
You know, he's gonna be the veteran who can still go and still be trusted to anchor the main event of SmackDown.
And that's wherever he's going to be put. I can see it going a long way. Now, he has about 3 good years in him.
Oh, sure. 3 to 5.
3 to 5 good years in him at WWE and then farewell runs in ROH and New Japan. Mm. I would like that. And at that time, when he calls it a day, he'll be about 40.
Mm.
Diba?
Yeah,
lines up. It lines up with the prototypical wrestler's career path. Tapos walang masama dyan.
Mm.
Walang masama dyan. He's already lived a full life. He has a kid. He's married happily.
Mm.
And allowing him to be back in the ring is something that you can only...
I think at least it makes him... It allows him to retire at the top of his game.
Oh.
Not on a sad note, diba?
On his own terms now.
Yeah, which we all thought he would do, but when he retired back in 2016.
Yeah.
Anyway... So there's that.
But there's so much happiness.
Yeah, I think we just have to get through this initial WrestleMania season before we can truly unlock what else is in store for Bryan's WWE career.
Okay.
Wrestling career.
But let's just a last note on Daniel Bryan. Man was fucking taking bumps first night.
Yeah.
First night cleared.
You know.
No, he took the pop up power bomb, he took a super kick. What else he take? Mm. He took
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But then to see him take full-on bumps that way makes me happy. Even if he's getting destroyed in the process, diba? Mm. It shows that, yep, we're not just joking about this. We're not, you know, it's not just fluff for the sake of fluff. Yeah. That they're backing it up by letting him bump this way. Diba? Mm. And I'm good. Mm. Even if he had to fire Sammy and KO in KFA.
You know.
Gotta push the storyline.
Obviously, you know,
storyline.
It's gonna be a fight without honor at WrestleMania.
Okay, na ba dyan. So this week in wrestling, eventful.
Yeah, quite eventful. This week we had it's the Ultimate Deletion, and do you think we had it too early?
I'm okay with it happening now.
3 weeks away.
We're three weeks out. Mm. It gives them enough time to see what's happening in that lake of reincarnation.
Oh, so okay. You do it 3 weeks before WrestleMania. So what are they up to?
What's the end game here?
No, I guess all right. That was the end game. So I guess Matt Hardy's joining the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. That's the thing. So they got rid of that, so they can, you know, free up space on the card.
Na parang it's not gonna happen at Mania na lang. Yeah, I guess. Na parang even if it did happen, if people are seeing. Na parang, the way that I'm thinking it's going down is that they did this to show people who have no idea about the Final Deletion or any of the TNA shenanigans what they were missing out on. Branding it as WWE and, you know, as a result, giving Bray Wyatt the biggest burial of his career.
I wouldn't say biggest burial, but I don't know where he goes after this. So you get thrown, you get deleted for one, and you get thrown into the lake of reincarnation. What does that mean for you?
What happens now?
Brother Nero turns to Brother Nero after losing.
So officially now, Brother Nero.
So is he going to be Brother Bray? Brother Harris?
Brother Husky?
Brother Harris? Katsuba!
I can deal with that. I can live with that.
Do you think so?
If he gets turned into this madness and then they figure something out.
I guess it's much better direction than whatever.
Than when he was going with before, exactly. Right? I'm fine with it. But as an isolated main event of Raw, I didn't find it too bad.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. It's not as good as the Final Deletion.
because the Final Deletion, when you see it for the first time, it's like, oh, this is Star Wars 4, episode 4. It's hilarious. It's great. It's in its essence really fun. Fun piece of wrestling. This is episode 7 where it's like, "Oh,
it's the same shit."
But it looks a little better and better produced, but it's not the same. It's cool. I like it. I'll watch it, but
But I guess it's good, na rin. And I guess comparing to something the Kakai Bro said in their interview, na, it's good because they don't take it seriously.
Yeah, and they're letting them run with it.
To me, I don't see where Bray Wyatt the character is going from here after taking that kind of loss. So I really hope that he follows the way of Brother Nero and, you know, ends up joining the Broken Universe for a while. Right?
Yeah, which could be fun. Could be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's... I mean, other things happened on Raw, but... you know, Ross been...
Brock's back, so that's great.
Brock's back. Roman Reigns
beats up some Marshalls.
Yeah, it's fine. Not much to talk about there, but 205 Live.
Oh, yeah. We finally have the finalists for the Cruiserweight Championship Tournament.
Ooh, buddy.
I'm 0-2 on my predictions, Anthony told me, but...
but hey, we're getting...
The thing with the Cruiserweight Championship Tournament, kasi, is with that Final Four, any combination is great.
Any combination is WrestleMania worthy.
It's WrestleMania worthy. It just so happens that they picked the most, the safest and the most exciting WrestleMania matchup.
Which would be
Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali. Two faces and
two diverse faces.
I wouldn't say diverse. If you mean that one is black and one is Middle Eastern, sure.
Yes, that's what I was going for.
It kind of lacks the fire of a traditional face heel matchup. Like, for example, if it were Cedric Gulak, I would get into that more. It's such a great heel right now.
Such a good heel.
Separate possible.
Even in his quarterfinal match.
Yeah.
Diba? Ang ganda.
Mm.
So I can live with this.
The quarterfinal match was a throwback to their feud last year.
Yes.
Ali versus Gulak. And it was the so no great. You can really feel, especially the spots outside the ring, you really feel how much they hate each other.
And at this point, I am, I'm optimistic for Gulak post-Mania, that he can make that shtick work a lot more.
Yep.
But right now, the Mania showcase, if these guys go for a flip fest, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, they probably will. But I think what they've also proven over the course of the tournament, over the course of the year, is that they're actually pretty well-rounded.
Oh, they are.
Especially Mustafa Ali.
Yes.
That's why he's actually my pick now to win the whole thing.
And I would be fine with that. But Cedric is the guy that...
Yeah, Cedric is the guy they're building up. But I think
want him to win it.
Yeah. So, I want Ali to win because he's improved so much since debuting in the Cruiserweight Classic.
Leaps and bounds.
The guy they're building up is Cedric Alexander. But to me, I think they're so well-rounded. You're not just going to see flips.
Yes.
You're going to see ground action there. You're going to see some decent psychology there. So a really good storytelling. It's not just spot fest for the sake of spot fest.
Yes. It's not Ospreay Ricochet.
Yeah, it really isn't.
For all the comparisons that people make for the flippy shit that these guys do, it's not Ospreay.
If you haven't, for some reason, gotten the 205 Live bandwagon since Drake Maverick took over, you really should get on it. And probably
backwatch.
Yeah, you don't need a backwatch even. If you don't have time to backwatch, then fine. No, but if WrestleMania is going to be the first time you see the new cruiserweight division, you're going to be in for a treat. And I dare say that you will be on board with them the same way we are.
All right. In last bit of news, NJPW.
All right.
NJPW, the New Japan Cup just concluded.
ZSJ, Zack Sabre Jr., won the New Japan Cup. And he's the first gaijin since... What? Since who?
God, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
AJ won?
AJ didn't win the New Japan Cup.
It's been a while since the gaijin won.
Okay. Lance, please fact check this. But the thing is,
but the mere fact that a gaijin won the whole thing, and not even a main event guy, not even a Kenny Omega or whatever.
And the thing is, ZSJ went through the murderer's row of guys. Fucking hell! Who did he started with? Naito,
Tanahashi.
Tanahashi at the end. I want to say, there was one more guy in his. Second round. Yes, yeah,
Naito.
Okay. Parang the guy is still so raw as a striker, but he makes up for it with leaps and bounds.
He knows that because his bread and butter is the submission game.
And the thing is, he is murderous with his submissions, and he makes it work.
He debuted a new submission finisher too.
Oh god,
that weird ass leg stretch.
Yeah, it's like punitin yung bayag. I remember you calling it online. Punitin ng bayag.
Punitan ng bayag.
Oh, okay na yan eh. And I like where he's going, where his career trajectory is. If obviously he's not gonna beat Okada. That's a career genesis. But
who the fuck is gonna beat Okada?
If
Naito can't beat Okada,
and CSJ does,
if Shibata can't even fucking beat Okada.
Hey, Shibata's doing well now.
Yeah, he can't beat Okada.
Yeah.
He did his best. He nearly killed himself trying.
Yep. And now he's in LA.
Speaking of Shibata, by the way. Brian's clearance.
Yes.
Could probably be of some help to Shibata. I say all he has to do.
Oh god, is go through the same process.
Yeah,
over 2 years?
Exactly. Not over 2 years. Visit doctors and stuff.
But putang.
Recover. Visit doctors. Get cleared.
And they are friends.
Yeah.
Not the same class, but.
No, I'm pretty sure they're the same class.
Same class, basically.
Oh. Remember, Tanahashi was Shibata's batchmate.
In Japan. Oh. But not in LA.
Not in LA.
Not in LA. Okay. Not in LA. All right, all right. That's where D-Bry was. Ooh. Actually, you know what? Just to harken back to D-Bry.
Well, yeah, but what a coup, though, for ZSJ winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
It means that they're also looking to him, I think, or they're also pretty much looking to him as the next big gaijin after Kenny Omega.
Yeah, because Kenny...
Sorry, Juice.
I mean, no. Juice had his time.
Sorry, Cody. Sorry, Juice.
Sorry, Chase Owens.
Yeah, who was really expecting Chase Owens soon?
Chase Owens is doing good.
Yeah, but who was expecting him to be the next big guy?
No,
the
no,
next Kenny
not.
Omega.
He's not. But the thing is, at the end of the day, I am excited for where this takes CSJ.
Yeah, me too.
And at the end of the day, if he
I got some tournament matches to backwatch.
Oh, diba. All right, so that's it for the
week. Yeah, that's it for the wrestling week. Wow, quite a strong style evolved is this week, but
Napar, you forget that the LA show is happening.
Yeah, because of the New Japan Cup, they caused that.
They kept us distracted.
Rey Mysterio is pulled from the SSE show card.
His spot's being taken by Will Ospreay, fine.
But it's not Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. Just because he has that bicep there.
Yeah. Anyway.
And you know, the grapevine is saying that he's still in negotiations with WWE.
Yeah, so expect him by WrestleMania or after WrestleMania.
Okay lang, diba?
Raw after WrestleMania at the latest.
All right.
That's it. That's time now for our interview with the Kahai Bros. Let's get to it.
If they don't steal this laptop before we start.
All right, so we're here with... Well, Camus, how long has it been since we've had a tag team? Not counting Crystal and John Sebastian.
Serious tag team?
The Regime.
And that was like in September. October.
No, did we count Dreamverse?
No.
Even when they all appeared together?
That was group appearance.
Eh? Okay, group appearance.
Ito talagang one of the up-and-coming tag teams in PWR, the Kakai Bros.
I think one of them came already.
Yopu.
Hi.
All right. Marky Kendrick, thank you for joining us. And don't worry, binabatayan namin kayo. Walang mawala sa balay kamos
yan. It's okay.
Thank you, Ryan. I mean, thank you for having us.
It's always fun naman to talk with you guys.
English siya.
So, that's the voice of Ken. You don't hear it all the time.
Wait, that's I don't think the Revo Nation or whoever has heard
our
them,
listeners
has heard them
speak much
particularly. So please introduce yourself so that the listeners can hear your voice. Wait, kailan ba kailangan Tagalog?
Hindi, sino lang? Ikaw.
Sino mo na ako?
Ikaw.
Sino tayo na
eh? Nagsimula ka na.
Okay, sorry. Ako si Marky.
A.K.A.
Marky. A.K.A. Pete Mallard.
A.K.A. Pete Mallard. Do I have to say my full name?
No, if you want to. English yun siya, Amos.
Oh my God.
And then, ito naman si...
Ako nga pala si Kendrick. A.K.A. Ken,
AKA
or the famous one.
Yeah.
At Twitter.
Hi guys, salamat sa pagpunta nyo. Ngayon, ang record nyo so far is an astounding
O-N
ano, ilan na ba?
Eight na ba?
I've lost count.
Yeah, it's eight because you...
Kung ilan na yung show since nag-debut kami.
Which was... No. Because you haven't missed the show. Since your debut.
As a group.
Mm-hmm. But the first one to debut was actually si Ken.
Yep.
At the Photon show very quickly against Sandata.
Mm.
At the time, we didn't know that it would become the Kakai Bros, eh, diba?
I think I knew it was going to be the Kakai Bros. It just so happened na
nag-debut muna si Ken.
Sobrang sudden nun eh. It was supposed dapat yung match talaga dapat Sandata versus Billy Suede.
Tama.
And then honestly, di ako talaga prepared to debut nun. Pero I was one of the graduates from the boot camp noon.
From that batch.
Pero I wasn't expecting a call up na ganun kabilis. Kasi under probation talaga ako eh. I needed work on my character pa.
Sige. Before anything, tanong natin, talaga bang naliligo kayo?
Naman, no?
Just to be clear, because you know how Twitter gets.
Hindi na namin tatanungin kung Kakai Bros po talaga kayo. Kasi wrestling is wrestling. Alam na nila yan. If they're following wrestling now, they would know na everything is work. But anyway, ang tanong is, paano kayo nag-come together and naging Kakai Bros? And eventually, bakit nauna si Kendrick nag-debut? At bakit nahuli si Marky? So, uno muna, paano kayo naging Kakai Bros?
Idea ni Ate, sige, start natin sa yung we were challenged dun sa bootcamp nung time na yun kasi parehas kaming hirap sa character namin. Ang una kong pinitch na character is medyo badass na gangster.
I remember this.
The grandson of Asyong Salonga. Makoy Salonga. Pero hindi siya totoong character yun.
Parang ano, yung mga bootcamp ideas na namamatay na lang sa bootcamp.
Tapos yun, hindi siya nag-work unang-una kasi I think sa facial expressions ko na sabi na natural na nakakatawa. Parang hindi siya nakakatakot eh. Ganun. Then, tapos ano, parang noong that time, na-frustrate na rin ako na parang hindi ko na alam kung anong character. Ganun. Kasi hindi nag-work. Then, yun. Then, si Ken, yun.
Ako wala talaga akong ma-pitch na character sa creative. Kasi I came in to PWR thinking na I just wanted to wrestle.
Okay.
Tapos yung mga inspiration ko yung mga ano talaga eh, mga more of the technical wrestlers. Hindi masyado yung mga flamboyant characters.
Yung mga character-driven ones.
Yeah. So, nung dumating yung character class, doon ako na nagulat na pressure talaga ako. Kasi alam kong wala akong mabibigay talaga eh. Tapos, nagkaroon ng running joke na...
I remember this.
I made a promo telling people na I was the most exciting wrestler
Mr. they would excitement. See.
But I delivered it in a way na sobrang flat.
Uh-oh.
So, naging running joke yun na I was Mr. Excitement.
And it's similar to the tone that you're using now. I'm Mr. Excitement. I'm excited. And I remember na parang there would be days na parang I was just like, this is funny. This is fun. Alam mo, kasi nung nagsimula, hindi siya comedy eh, di ba?
Are you sure? How can you say Mr. Excitement
without... Satirical, but not comedy.
Okay. Anong satirical, but
you not comedy? You know, it was making a joke, but sige. Then it wasn't supposed to be ha-ha funny. Di ba?
Yeah, medyo.
Parang Landstorm. Diba? Siya nga si Landstorm.
Landstorm.
So, kanina idea yung kakaibros na gimmick?
Kay Trian.
Kay Trian din.
Oh! Yeah, oh, kasi sobrang... Yung banda niya, sobrang ano, sobrang...
Gago.
Sobrang gago na hindi ko alam kung fan talaga sila ni Marlo. #5. Na tinatry nilang i-invite sa gig nila, tapos kami dalawa ni Ken yung kinuha. Dahil ayaw ni Marlo. Kasi yun, parang sabi namin, sige, try natin, ganyan.
Was this yung ano, yung Christmas gig? Hindi pa, di ba?
Hindi, after yata.
After pa nun.
Oo. Tapos, ayun, parang... Yun, sinubukan namin. Tapos, nung pinipitch namin siya, hindi pa heel character eh.
Uh-huh.
Face pa, face. Parang,
annoying pero endearing na judgments.
Because there's that overlap naman eh.
I believe, nung debut ni Kendrick, nung Kay Sundata, parang hindi pa siya heel na heel talaga eh. Parang ayun nga, sabi
parang nakainis, pop star.
Nakainis lang. May following, may fans.
Quote-unquote fans.
Nisa heel.
Yeah. Oh, hindi.
So, okay. So, tapos. So, naisip ni Trian. Tapos, sinry niyo.
Yun, tinry namin na... Dahil wala kaming... Yun nga, wala kaming character. Sige, gawin natin. And then, dun sa ano, meron sa... Parang... tinignan namin reactions nung ano yun, mga veterans. Yun. Merong isa, si Sandata. Nagpop sa kanya yung idea na kakaibros. So sabi, si Sandata kasi, one of the strict trainers yan. Tapos yun, parang, uy, nagpop si Sandata. Okay, sige, try natin. So yun. Tapos sa booking team naman, sa creative na ganun, naging, parang nag-agree din sila, ganyan. Pero hindi namin... akalain na magiging heel
papatok
na,
eh
tipo,
una papatok tapos pangalawa
papatok talaga yun kasi it's they're making they're pirate they're satirizing Jejimon. So for one talagang no one has done that yet even sa kabilang promotion eh.
Oh.
So for sure papatok yun, no question yan. Pero the fact na inya hindi ko rin in-expect na magiging heel kayo agad.
Actually, paano nga kayo naging heel?
kasi dun sa ano, sa parang experiment eh. Experiment lang siya talaga. Na i-book kami. Kasi sa practice matches yan, sa training, hindi namin tinatry na maging heel.
Yeah, practice matches, nagpa-practice kami maging faces talaga.
Yun yung ginagawa namin. Tapos, I ask yung sa booking team dati, sabi nila, hindi, tinanong ko kung paano mangyayari sa ano sa debut ko. Sa debut ng Kakaibros na as tag team. Nagulat ako na sinabi, ano, kaya nyo ba mag-heal? Mag-play as heal? Sabi ko, pwedeng subukan. Tapos, yung sa Renaissance na show, hindi namin siya planado na ganun, maging ganun kami nakakainis para sa mata nung crowd. Parang naging natural lang na, na paglabas pa lang namin, parang nainis na sila sa itsura namin.
No, syempre. Wait, was that show also the Renaissance? May ano, may tarpaulin na ba nun?
First appearance ng tarpaulin.
From the first.
Kayo yung idea pala yung mga tarp.
Initial sa akin. Tapos, pero yung creative, it's kay Ken na. siya na yung nagde-design. Sasabi ko na sa kanya kung, Ken, tingin mo okay ba to? Then again, siya na mag-execute na.
Because Ken is also, for those of you who don't know, an artist.
Yep.
So, all of the designs are in-house, no?
pero matanong ko sa inyo, okay, tinanggap nyo or naisip nyo na, okay, gawin natin itong gimmick na to kasi may nag-pop. Pero, yun ba talaga ang, parang, paano kayo naging okay with the idea na ito yung gimmick natin?
Ako, I pushed through with the gimmick noong bootcamp graduation. When, actually, yung ibang trainers, they were still expecting me to pull off yung Mr. Excitement. Pero I thought na Mr. Excitement kasi walang facial expressions, walang gestures to hype up the crowd. Inisip ko, pag tinuloy ko yun, di ako matututo as a performer.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Para sa akin, escape na rin yung ano eh, yung kakaibro character eh. Parang, kasi sabi nila, your wrestling character is who you really are, pero amped up to 11. Pero ako, sa totoo lang, boring talaga akong tao.
Di naman.
Sabi naman.
Sabi nung kilala ko, hindi naman daw eh.
Oy.
Mamaya na natin pag-usapan yan. But anyway, so those were the early days of the Kakaibros, di ba?
Yeah.
So when did you think na, parang at what show na nag-gel talaga yung ano, yung character, yung teamwork nyo, and it got to the point na you knew you were gonna stick with it?
Oh, kasi may point na ano eh, napapanood ko kayo, may point na dumating na parang second nature. Parang, okay, eto na yung gimmick natin, eto na yung gagawin namin, and shock na shock yung ginagawa namin sa ring, sa gimmick na. So, kailan yun nangyari?
Parang ano eh,
I guess, ano, yung rave, I guess, yung reviews ng Renaissance match namin.
Siguro
doon namin na alam mo na nag okay yung mga tao sa gimmick namin. Nagigets nila at
nawo-work sila.
Daming nawo-work naman eh.
Gago, meron nga nagsabi ni mukhang Jojo mo si Kendrick eh.
Ay!
Wala daw siyang mayaman, gago.
Sino nagsabi nun? So parang sinasabi yung legit Jojo mo na.
Puta!
Alright, let's talk about you guys and the real wrestling fans behind the character. So, first, ba't niyo naisipang sumali ng PWR? Why did you guys join bootcamp? How did you end up taking the plunge to join bootcamp? Whoever wants to start, go.
Sige, ako muna. Nung bata kasi ako, fan na talaga ako nila. Ano? Well, I think lahat naman. Nila The Rock ganyan.
The Rock, Stone Cold, Attitude Era guys.
After and then nakanood na ng wrestling na tuloy-tuloy nung ano, Ruthless Aggression era na.
Okay. So early John Cena.
Parang tayo lang.
Debut ni John Cena.
Debut ni John Cena.
Yun yung first show na, ano, ng SmackDown, tapos tuloy-tuloy na, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Then, parang, ini-imagine ko siya dati, nung bata, nagda-daydream ako na, parang, gusto kong mag-wrestler, ganyan, gusto kong ginagawa nila. Pero paano? Una-una, nasa Philippines ako, tapos, parang, wala naman dito.
Wala namang eksena.
Oo, tapos, maliit pa ako.
You're not that small.
Hindi, parang ano, kung i-compare sa wrestlers sa ano, sa WWE.
Yeah, that's a point.
Yeah. No, that's true, that's true.
Parang hindi naman tayo naturally malaki.
Oo, yun.
Well, si Cap, naturally malaki. Sorry.
Iba yung malaki sa akin. Hindi, parang, yun. Oh. And then, tuloy-tuloy ko na, gusto na kasi, parang ano, parang, tapos nakita ko yung PWR. Then yun, kwento ko na rin kung paano ko siya nakita. I was searching for Pinoy wrestling videos.
Yung luma yung Pinoy wrestling.
Yung luma, yung kila Joe Pogi. Then, PWR pop up. Pop up to YouTube. Then, yun, parang nagulat na ako na. Parang napa what the fuck na. Tangay na, may ano, may wrestling na sa Pilipinas. Ganun. Then, I was like, Gusto ko na mag-resign sa ano, sa trabaho. Tapos mag full time ako dito. Ito na career ko, ganun. Hindi, by that time
ko. Bad idea, by the way.
Bad idea. Guys, by the way, don't quit your day jobs.
Oh, my God. Akala ko kasi dati, parang ano, parang yung may bayad na siya, ganun.
Oh.
Like, parang, parang employee ka talaga pag, pag sumali ka. So, ano, yun, parang sobrang mind-blown na ano,
MCS days pa yan, no?
Sobrang mind-blown niya.
Oh, mind-blown. Yeah, 2015.
2015, okay.
So yun, parang ano, parang, yung, tas PM ako ng PM sa ano, sa PWR page. Siguro sa isang week yata, yung first week yata na yun, na nakita ko yung PWR. Tries yata ako nag-message. Kasi yung una, walang reply eh.
Namin yata nag-message eh.
Sabi ko, pwede, parang, pwede po ba ako sumali? Ganyan-ganyan. Ano naman ako? Athletic naman ako. Kaya, gagawin ko lahat para makasali sa inyo. Yung mga ganong shit.
The usual.
Tapos,
that's what they all say.
No, but he actually did it.
Yeah, I know.
Tapos yun, hanggang sa nag-message yung page, nag-reply yung page sa akin na, hantayin mo yung bootcamp, ganyan. Tapos nag-reply ulit ako. Sabi ko, kailan yung bootcamp?
Ano namang sinabi?
Then until nung lumabas yung announcement sa bootcamp nung batch 6, which is in 2016.
Oo, tama.
Yun, sumali ako ng nag-training ako ng jiu-jitsu para
Pero jiu-jitsu practitioner ka na talaga? Before pa? Or bago lang? Parang sinabay mo lang?
One month advance lang.
Okay. Bootcamp. Okay.
Talaga, parang preparation lang gano'n.
Okay. Tapos, fair enough.
And then, awa ng Diyos.
Awa ng Diyos, nakapasok.
Nag-debut. So, sige naman.
Ikaw naman, Ken.
So, same as everyone, long time fan din ako. Pero, siguro una kong naisip na gusto kong gawin mag-wrestling. Siguro nung napapanood ko yung smaller guys na mag-wrestling, per yung X Division.
Okay.
Inisip ko,
so you're a TNA guy?
Used to be.
Yeah. Oh!
Pero inisip ko, uy, pwede naman pala yung mga
normal-sized.
Normal-sized people. Pwede pa rin sila maging entertaining. Pero, syempre, walang opportunities dito noon. So, inisip ko, kung mayaman lang ako, kaya kong mag-aral abroad ng wrestling eh. Kaso hindi. So, nung una kong nalaman na meron ng local wrestling scene, isip ko, okay, I don't wanna be just a fan anymore. I wanna be part of it.
Wants to be a doer. Wants to be a doer! Okay, tapos, nung sumali kayo, ano yung na-expect niyo bago kayo sumali ng bootcamp, tapos ano yung experience? Ano yung realize niyo after the experience?
Expectations,
parang guidance counselor.
ano, syempre, na-expect ko na agad na mahigpit. Huh. Tsaka mahirap. Pero hindi ko na-expect na ganun kahirap.
Yeah, because like, when you do BJJ, when you start BJJ, ganun din eh, diba?
Kaya na nabuto pa nga na si CVL na trainer.
Oh, actually, nabuto namin.
Nabuta niya yung tail end
niya. Sila yung last batch niya eh.
Oh. Anyway, but ayan, parang you remember yung tipong the movements kasi sa BJJ, diba? Yung conditioning nila. It does translate the same way, but then when you get to bootcamp, parang putang yun na mas mahirap pa pala to.
Oh, diba? Sobra. Mas nadedrain na ako sa ano, sa bootcamp training kaysa dun sa regular na BJJ training ko na weekdays. Tapos sige, ikaw muna kayong expectation.
pasa.
Well, ako, expect ko na mahirap talaga siya. Mahilig ako manood dati nung tough enough videos, diba? mga DVD na wrestling training. Tapos,
saan ka nakahanap nun?
Yung
sa Odyssey.
Sa YouTube.
Tower Records.
Sa YouTube, okay. Parang mga DVD nun.
Jack wala. TV, no?
No, I could never find training videos in Green Hills kasi, nun.
Jack TV, eh.
Pero ano, when you're watching it, yeah, parang, yeah, madali isipin na madali siya. Pero, pag ginagawa mo na, yan, ma-realize mo mahirap talaga.
You're going bad. Okay, so, when you guys got to boot camp, okay, sino yung ano? Yung trainer nun? Si CBL pa, no?
Oo.
Nabarat ba kayo?
Seriously?
I just need to ask.
Okay,
may question
again.
Because I remember you guys exceptionally having a hard time when he was starting out.
No, he was only like, what?
No, but... Yes, something to say.
Nalala ko yung first day of boot camp, except I came with my good friend Evan Carlo.
Yes. Oh, we're gonna talk about that later.
Tapos sabi ko kay Carlo, punta tayong maaga kasi ayokong mapahiya sa trainers. and we did. We got there 2 hours early.
Yeah, they were early. They were early.
They were hella early.
Tapos the first people we saw were si Camus, si
Yeah, maaga tayo. Yeah, maaga tayo on first day.
Okay, fine.
First day.
Tapos si Jake De Leon din, and then
JD's always early.
And then 10 a.m. na yung start ng training. Nag-announce si Jake De Leon na maghintay lang kayo, we're still waiting for our trainer.
Head trainer. So, our motherfucking head trainer.
So, 2 hours later, na-realize ko wala, sayang yung inaga natin. Tapos, pero ano, di naman ako na piss off dun kasi siguro busy lang tong mga to, di ba? Pero later on nalaman ko yung reason behind it na, yung totoong reason behind ba't siya nagpalate. Yun yung nakakapikon.
Okay, sabihin ko na yung totoong reason. Ito yung ano. That day, nagpaka-late siya on the first day of the new boot camp because I wanted to see how they would react pa.
Oh, man. I just remember kasi that day, kayong dalawa yung maaga eh. And that stuck with me. That always stuck with me. Parang just like, okay, oh, you guys know that
that's next stick sa akin yung kasi Pogi si Eggs eh. Diba? Siya nga yung Panzer 2.0 eh.
I remember...
That's what we were calling him.
Yeah, yung Panzer Cancer.
No.
We tried that for a while. I remember that.
Na-intimidate kaya ako nung una ko nakita itong dalawa, si Evan Carlo at si Kendrick. Sabi ko, may pag-asa ba akong makapasok dito? Ang gagwapa ng mga nandito sa
bootcamp. Wala naman sa looks yan eh. Wala naman sa looks yan.
Di ba? Mga ano, baka yun yung hinahanap dati. Insecure.
Kailangan pogi bago pumasok sa bootcamp.
Pogi, matangkad, ganda ng katawan.
So actually, I do want to talk about this very quickly. So, you do have a relationship with Evan Carlo. How far back does this go?
Kakilala kami college.
College, yeah. Okay.
Pero sa nung college we found out na we ano galing kami sa same high school, so parang mas nag-deepen yung bond namin dahil dun.
Pero hindi kayo nag-ano, nagkakilala in high school at all?
Hindi.
Oh man. So ayan, so from high school, parang college friendship, and then yeah, nag-extend into boot camp. Yeah. And then, even nowadays, I mean, we see it enough, but inaampon na namin si ano eh, si Marky over here eh. Anyway, so ayan, na so good friends with Evan Carlo. Did you think that you two could have been a tag team?
No, that honestly. Pero sa ngayon, honestly, hindi. Kasi
sa ngayon, oh. Kasi, pero dati nung nagsimula kayo, because you're coming in together.
I think they tried. Kahit pa paano. Parang they tried mixing it up sa practice matches.
Yeah, hindi, pero alam ko since then, ano, Evan's his own character kasi. Mm-hmm. And I know we're totally different personality-wise. Kahit na, we're good friends.
Aww, ain't that cute. sorry, it's something that needs to be addressed.
Okay, so, what do you feel now about the Kakay Bros being a comedy gimmick right now? Kasi, sa ngayon, di ko lang ako napansin ng mga tao, pero wala pa kayong panalo. Uh-oh. And mostly,
dami yung tarp.
Mostly ginagamit kayo, over naman kayo as your characters, diba? Parang in your own way, over kayo. Pero, is this something na you would want to stick to for now, yung comedic direction, or may balak ba kayong maging mas seryosong or mas legit na tag team?
Definitely. For ako, gusto kong mag-succeed yung Kakaibro sa tag team division. Pero sa ngayon, kahit ganito yung perception ng tao na comedy gimmick kami, para sa akin, learn, ano to eh, marami akong napupulot. Marami akong natututunan bilang performer.
Yeah. Sa akin, as a comedy tag team, mas na-enjoy ko eh.
Hmm.
Alam mo, nandami mong, hindi magiging strict dun sa, ano, sa movements mo, ganun. Kasi, kailangan maging natural na, ano. So, yeah, heal. Kailangan mag-generate ng hit pag nag-work ka. Pero, at the same time, kailangan mag-enjoy din yung, ano, yung tao.
At na-enjoy naman.
Na, mag-enjoy sila na habang naiinis sa amin. Ganun.
Okay.
Marky, I think you should go into a singles career. Sure. Saan nang galing yung move na ano?
Yeah, that's
okay. Saan nang galing yung move na kamay sa bayag?
Actually, at tapos, just for the record, anong tawag dyan? What is the formal name of yung kamay sa bayag tapos sa mukha? May pangalan ba siya?
Wala pa siyang pangalan kasi yung mga naiisip ko masyadong bastos. Baka hindi payagan.
Okay, pero sinong nakaisip talaga nun? Ikaw rin?
Ako.
Okay.
Hindi pa kami tag team ni Ken. Nag-practice ako with other wrestlers.
Hmm. Well, so, oh shit, I remember that day.
Nag-practice ako tag team with other wrestlers. Ang unang nakatikim ng kamay ko na galing sa...
Bayag. KSB.
Sa best dog.
Sige, sa bet lang. Ang unang victim niyan si ano, si Robin.
Oh, pala. Yeah, that's why.
Pero parang hindi ko
nagpop eh.
Pero parang hindi ko siya kayang gawin sa show na
in good conscience.
Oh, na sa babae ko gagawin tapos sa live show. Baka abangan na ako sa labas. Yun, and then so sinabi ko kay Ken, gawin mo rin kaya. Kasi baka mag-enjoy yung taker, sabi. Kasi gwapo yung gagawa eh. Baka kunin yung kamay ni Ken tapos
hindi ko isa lang yung makakagusta nun eh. Kaya wala na siya sa PWR guys.
That's
a bootcamp.
Oh god. Actually, I also wanted to ask. Some people don't realize, but Marky, you were once one of the PWR referees.
I think they know that.
Not everyone does. Because like, I saw it na recently, senior referee Matt Rojas put out a photo. How many shows did you work as referee? I forget.
Isa lang ata.
But all of them were in Bayanihan, I remember.
Dalawa sa Bayanihan, tapos isa
So no, technically,
Photon. Oh, to Photon.
Technically, so yung referee sa ano?
Oh, our referee so much
ni... Si DB Kendrick.
Chance and data. Tapos...
Foreshadowing.
Yung last ko na nag-ref ako sa ano, sa on Father's Day sa Eastwood.
So, tama, mali, tama. Four,
may technically, apat.
Not bad for ano for PWRF.
Oh. Ay, thank you. Di tsaka laking tulong din kasi parang naging komportable ako sa ano sa loob ng ring sa harap ng maraming tao. Kaya nung nag-debut parang di na ako nahihiya. Buhos na. So,
itulad na iba eh, diretso debut. Eh, walang warm-up. Actually, nung panahon ng 2015 early ano, wala akong pre-show.
First few batches, diretso ka na show eh.
Anyway, okay. So ngayon, affiliated kayo kay Mike Madrigal. And nag-start siya officially...
Last show
ba?
Last show was the first official interaction na...
Hindi. Kasi kasama sila siya nung... Kasama sila nung ano eh.
Yung online.
Yung pabitin match.
Yeah, yung online pabitin match.
So paano nangyari yun na naging kasama kayo ni Mike Madrigal?
Personally, parang idol ko talaga si ano. Nung bootcamper pa lang ako, idol ko si Mike Madrigal talaga. Then, dumi, burat siya sa akin. Kasi parang dating sumisip-sip ako. Pero siya nag-message siya sa akin last year yata about kung gusto namin na ano, na maging henchman niya, ganyan.
Henchman?
Oo. Tapos sa akin naman, parang okay naman kay Kendrick. Then, kaso, parang medyo wala pang fit na storyline para gawin siya. So yun, parang ginagawa na lang namin kahit sa yung mga sa online, ganyan. Tapos, yung review namin, wait nyo nga pala yung review namin.
Ikaw ba yung nagsulat nun?
Hindi, si Mike.
Si Mike ba talaga? We know that Mike uploaded it, pero...
Idea namin tatlo lahat din. Ganun. Yung hindi judgment na ano na text kay Mike yun. Yung judgment na text sa amin.
Actually, may converter ba kayo nun? Yung para sa text?
Wala. Utak ko.
hard way.
Hindi, tsaka nung college kasi ako, judgment ako. Inaamin ko na. Matagal na naman siya eh.
How long ago was college? For reference.
6 years?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just checking. So, naipon yung mga skills. Skills
na yun. Yeah, tingin nyo naman, di naman kayo masyadong matanda to be wrestlers. I mean, to start wrestling. Never too late naman eh.
Oo, di naman.
Okay. So, right now, you guys are headed into... Parang mag-year one na kayo, no?
Malapit na
mag-year one. What do you guys want to do? Parang, if you had your own way, what would you like to do? Come yung parang Revo X, post Revo X, what would you guys want to do with the Kakaibros to, you know, just build it or continue doing this? Or sino yung dream matchup nyo moving forward?
Sige, mag-start ako sa dream matchup. Dream match namin versus Yolo Twins.
Hindi pa.
Ano lang, parang...
Interaction lang.
Oh, magkasama kami sa isang match pero multi-tag.
Yun. Gusto rin namin habulin yung first win, syempre.
Yung first win namin.
First win.
Tsaka ano, hindi ko masabing ano eh, gusto na ayoko na masyadong seryoso kami. Ayoko na hindi namin goal 'yun.
Buti pa.
Seryosohin kami. Kasi okay, nag-enjoy naman kami pero sana something,
with direction.
Oo, may direction talaga. Gusto namin magkaroon ng, parang maging threat kahit pa paano sa tag team division. Kasi, yun lang.
Then, Ken, may natutag ka ba?
That's it.
Akala ko may in Mr. Excitement fashion.
Favorite moment niya so far as part of the main roster? In yung first year niya.
Sa shows?
Sa show.
Sa show.
Or since starting training.
Favorite mo?
Kasi alam ko kay Ken, medyo mamaya na. Mamaya na yun eh. Pero
Aska kayo bros yung ano.
Aska kayo bros.
Yung Vendetta, yung lumaban kami ng triple threat tag team.
Actually, masaya yun. I remember that match being really fun kasi nung parang every time na nagkapin kayo na close fall, yung mga tao na audible yung
doon ko na feel na ayaw talaga nilang manalo kami.
Diba? It's not so bad. It's not so bad that they don't want the heel team to win. Ken, ikaw.
Favorite moment.
As ka kay bros, not as...
No, it doesn't matter. Kahit na. Since starting training.
Oh.
I guess, getting to meet, getting to be trained by, wrestlers from abroad.
Uy, legit din.
Sino yung mga napuntan mo? Si Billy?
Billy, Kai Katana. And syempre si Chili Willy.
Legit.
Okay, pinaka importante lesson na na-learn nyo since becoming wrestlers.
Ako, wag maging self-mark.
On air high five.
Yan, tama yan.
Syempre parang cooperation din sa sa work mo na wag mo siya i-bury. Then kung heal ka, parang pag put over mo lagi yung hindi naman put over na laging panalo. Well, sa amin laging panalo yung kalaban.
Pang first win.
Parang pagmukain mo siyang gawin mo lahat para magmukha siyang magaling. Huwag kang mag-hold back na huwag kang magtitipid sa performance. Ibigay mo lahat para magmukhang magaling yung face. At ikaw naman as heel, magiging ka ng hit pa. Yun sa akin.
Wait, sorry. Lesson?
Important lesson that you've learned.
Since becoming a wrestler.
Sorry, di ko pa masyado napag-isipan yan.
Sige, okay.
Do you love what you do?
Oh yes, oo naman. Siyempre.
Have you learned how to love?
Basta sabi mo.
Showbiz mo.
Basta sabi mo, Amos.
Wala.
Hi guys. Any last words? Wrap up natin to.
Manood kayo sa nag-plug ng show.
Plug
the show.
Manood kayo sa April 22, PWR Live, Traffic, sa 500 show Mandaluyong.
Social media.
I-like nyo yung page namin.
Yun tayo eh.
Please. Kakaybros-PWR.
Tapos yung Twitter, paano yung spelling?
Puta kayo naman.
yun eh, kasi even if you say famous one,
paano yung spelling?
Sige, Ken, go man.
So, that's PFEYMUZONT.
May S muna bago
siya.
Hindi, wala. Tinanggal ko yun. Yun yung pinaalala sa akin ni Mark nung ginawa ko yung Twitter account. Walang S yung famous mo.
Pero yung yung t-shirt niyo. May S.
Oo nga eh. Paki-edit.
Check ko nga lang yun.
Check ko lang yun. Fact check.
Fact check. Mabilis lang to.
P-F-E
Y. M-U.
Ay, the S siya, hindi Z.
Ah, okay. Wait, Z yung kulang. Sorry.
M-U-S.
M-U-S-O-N-E.
P-H.
Dot O-N-E.
No. Well, one word. One word.
Tapos yung sa'yo.
Yung sa akin, at Pete Mallard. Madali lang yung sa akin. Yung letter O, papalitan nyo ng letter 0.
Letter 0. Talaga, hard way talaga. Yung
kailan pala ang Grand EB? Grand Fans Day.
Grand Fans Day. Meron ba kayo? Kasi, alam nyo, on the Carlo Show, we have attempted several Fans Days and several interactions, but kailan magkaka-fans day ang mga
kaka-i-fan.
What do you call your fans?
Kaka-i-host?
Bro Nation.
Kailan ba yung Grand EB?
Sa Tainoma Sky Garden.
Malapit na, i-announce namin, magantay kayo.
Handaan niyo sarili niyo, baka din niyo kayaan.
Alright, thank you so much.
Ay, tsaka, sorry. Tsaka, next show namin, biligay ng t-shirt namin, please.
Ah, yes. Maganda kayo yung t-shirt nila.
Actually, maganda nga.
Huwag na kayong gumusta ng Dibo-Dibo para sa Supreme. Yun na lang. Yung famous na lang. Diba? Para hype-piece din kayo.
Hype-piece din kayo, pero hindi nila magigets na hindi pala.
Na magigets na yun. Kasi gaya-gaya siya sa Supreme. Anyway, thank you ulit, Marky, Kendrick, the Kakai Bros, for joining us in this week's episode of the SGP Podcast. We'll be right back with our Picks of the Week.
Yeah!
All right, that was the Kakai Bros at Kamos. I did not know that they spoke good English.
Oh, you know, I hang out a lot with Marky outside of
Tapos,
wrestling. So and his English is there. Konti na lang. He'll be as straight English spoken as Kendrick.
What?
As Kendrick. And they're still in the room, but you know. Straight English spoken in. We'll have this.
Okay, that's enough.
Proper grammar for the snaps.
That's enough. Alright. Picks of the week time.
Picks. I think the Daniel Bryan return speech just because...
Yeah, it's a big moment.
It's a big moment. And they got the hashtag thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
I did not expect that. And you know, it's... If your dream... If you work for your dreams will work for you.
Exactly.
I want to cry. As an aspiring wrestler, I want to cry. But it's a great moment. It's a great moment. Watch the speech back and, you know, watch this episode of SmackDown. You will have feels. If you do not cry, I do not know what is wrong with
you.
Hey,
I didn't cry.
I cried.
Okay.
I cried a lot.
Because I'm happy, but I didn't cry.
It's so beautiful. Your pick, sir.
All right, my pick of the week is the main event of 205 Live, the final semifinal match of the Cruiserweight Championship Tournament, Mustafa Ali versus Drew Gulak. I'll watch it because it is more special for me because I followed their entire feud last year.
Yes.
So it holds extra meaning because I could see all the feeling, the emotion, the passion coming out of this match. The whole throwbacks to...
Damning throwback.
Yeah. The whole no-fly zone. And the way they wrestle their feelings out for each other.
Oh, diba?
I mean, that sounds weird.
It does. But you know what? If you guys haven't caught up with the tournament... I suggest you watch it back. You watch it back. There are a lot of great matches in there, but this is one of the standout
games. All right. That's it for this week's episode of the SGP Podcast. Stan is still going to be out
next week. So
next week, yeah.
So we can still drink on the podcast next week.
Yeah, still have fun on the podcast.
Freedom!
Yep. We don't know who we're going to have on. We might have an AOW Genesis review, though.
Ooh, interesting.
Yes. That's bookmark. No. Let's go talk to our friend who watched the show.
Okay.
Because he wanted to be on the show.
Okay.
And review the show.
We're fair. We have integrity.
Yeah.
On this podcast.
We will have someone else review the show because we were not at the show.
And we didn't have. We barely have an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
What
happened. For the first time in forever, we will have a review. We will have a review of the show in which we were not there.
And we can't ask leading questions.
For the MWF shows, obviously all the PWR shows, we were there. But AOW, we were not able to be there.
Unfortunately.
So we will try to get on that.
All right. So follow us on social media. For Stan, it's @_StanC. For you, it is at
Rose War.
For me, it is @ Caveman Camus.
At the S3 Podcast. If you want to drop us a line, comments, questions, violent reactions to the Kakai Bros.
God. And you can message them. We just finished this. We settled the spelling earlier on.
Rewind the tape if you want to hear that out. And please don't forget. If you want to catch WrestleMania with a bunch of rowdy wrestling fans in the Philippines, in Manila, we are holding Care of Smart Henry, a live-ass WrestleMania.
Live-ass. Strong Zero's getting to
you. Yeah. Live-ass WrestleMania viewing party at Skinny Mike's again, baby.
On April 9th, it is a holiday. You have no excuse. 300 pesos.
Yep. 300 pesos.
What time are we going to be there?
If you are looking for a way to watch WrestleMania live, you don't have the network for some reason.
You don't have fast enough internet.
We don't know if TV5 is showing the show. But
they haven't said anything.
Yeah, if you're looking for a way, this is the easiest way. This is the most accessible way to watch WrestleMania with a whole bunch of fans. $300 only for a ticket and a free drink on us.
Yes. Di ako tinatext ni Coach Chot eh.
At Coach Chot.
You can message him too.
5 a.m.
5 a.m. We will be there at 5 a.m. Jesus
or
Christ.
Or earlier, because you know, the pre-show is fucking early.
Because there's so much pre-show to go through.
6 or 7 a.m.
for the main show.
Be there as early as possible so you can, you know, find a good seat. No reservations at all. All the tickets are going to be sold at the door.
Yep.
And we're going to have a whole bunch of fun.
Yeah, just click attending on the thing.
No, we're not going to design your name.
On the event page.
Yeah, just go click there.
Yeah. But go, show up.
Yeah. Please do show up and we'll have a lot of fun. We'll watch the whole thing and we'll all watch together our dream match of AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes. Goodbye. And we will all mark out together.
Yes, we'll all mark out together happily ever after.
All right. So that's it.
Yep, and that's it. We'll see you next time, friends.
We'll see you next time. And do remember.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Poop, poop. The tingles.